Well, check sports right now, and that means we'll bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
You sound tired.
No, not at all.
You ready to go?
Sure.
All right. Let's take a look at some sports here. I don't know. I don't have that much really to talk about. But I tell you, bad times for the good teams. How about the Raptors beat the Cavaliers? They're slumping. And the Lakers, they beat San Antonio.
Yeah, freak things happen once in a while.
You're right. There's no excuse for that in sports. You're right.
I got an excuse for you.
Uh-oh.
Everybody was talking about this Arizona State basketball team. How Bobby Hurley's this and Bobby Hurley's that. Well, guess what? They're a fake team. They're ranked number 11, and they stink. They're 13-3. Now, this is simple math, folks. 13-3 overall. They're 1-3 in the Pac-12, which is not one of the greatest basketball conferences in the world. When you subtract that 1 from the 13, okay, and the 3 from the 3, that means that they were 12-0 in competition in the non-conference schools, which means they had 12 cream puffs lined up at the beginning of the year. Because, like I said, the Pac-12 is not good basketball, and they're 1-3 in the conference. Arizona State, fake school. Write it down.
I don't start following college basketball until they get
until,
to the...
Like around after this weekend.
No, I follow it once they get really close to the tournament, when the conference tournament starts.
Once they get in conference play, you can see it. But all of that stuff that goes on from November through Christmas, it's all garbage. There's a bunch of big school teams lining up cream puffs so they can get their teams into shape to play in the conference. But, you know, like once you get in the conference, you see what's going on. In the conference, I think North Carolina's lost 3 games already. Kentucky's lost 2. So, you know, there's a lot of cream puffs out there that they got the paper tiger look at them. And Arizona State, I don't think you'll see them ranked anywhere near 11th for the rest of the year.
All right. With that being said, let's see. Where else do you want to go now? I didn't check the scoreboard or anything like that.
There is none.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
There was a couple of basketball games last night. There wasn't many hockey games last night. There was only 3 hockey games, and all 3 games were upset. Buffalo beat Columbus. Carolina beat Washington. And Calgary smashed Tampa Bay in Tampa 5-1. So 3 games last night, 3 big upsets. And the local teams, they end their hiatus tonight. They start getting back into action tomorrow. The NHL gave every team 5 days off through the season to kind of regroup. I don't know why they're doing that, because the All-Star game's in a couple of weeks, and everybody gets about 4 or 5 days off then. But, you know, I guess the NHL wants to get freaky like the NFL and everybody else.
And isn't this a year of the Winter Olympics or no?
Yep, this is the year they won their Olympics.
So that the league gets they get time off for that?
No, they don't.
They don't?
Nope.
They
played. The NHL said, we pay you, your country don't, you play for us. If you want to leave, good, you can't play this year. So everybody's playing in the NHL. The Winter Olympics is what it should be this year. It's a bunch of amateurs playing.
All right, I didn't know that. Learn something new every day.
Yep, the NHL, which the media got themselves in a hissy fit about. How could they do that? Well, you know, the greatest league in sports in hockey is the NHL. The mystique of Europe is gone because all the good players in Europe are playing in the NHL. So who cares about the Olympics? And you want to go represent your country? The NHL said, we have no problem with that. You can't play in the NHL next year. Well, you know, Ovechkin with his big mouth said, oh boy, I'm going to lose $9 million if I play for Russia. Sorry, Russia. It's the way it is. Who's butter in your bread is where you want to play. And the Olympics should be an amateur competition when it comes to hockey.
Yeah, it's just like that World Baseball Championship. I thought that
it's a farce.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah. It's just
wrong.
I mean,
you got a bunch of guys going deep in games, pitching, and they can't go that far in March. And if you are in shape in March, you've been throwing all winter, and you're going to have a dead arm during the year. Who's butter in your bread? The Dominican Republic or the Yankees?
All right, where else we go in sports?
Well, you can't stay away from the elephant too long.
No.
We got to pick your games.
Oh, that's right. See how I've just. So who's playing? Who's playing?
Marshall, you need a drug test up
no,
here?
No, I've just detached myself from.
Who's playing?
I don't know the teams even at this point because I don't have it in front of me because I've been following this stupid.
Okay.
I've been following this Bill Belichick non-story for 2 weeks now.
Why? Like you said, it's a non-story.
I know,
who
but
cares?
It's always there. It gets thrown in your face. Yeah. Okay, I'll take the Giants and the Jets.
All right, tomorrow. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Atlanta's at the Eagles, and Tennessee's at New England.
Atlanta and New England.
That's who you're taking?
Yep.
Yep, okay. Me too.
And Sunday is who?
The Sunday is the first game is Jacksonville at Pittsburgh and New Orleans at Minnesota.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh and New Orleans.
Well, we're all four on the same this weekend. People are talking about how this is a bad game for Pittsburgh. It's a bad matchup. Did they watch last week's game when Jacksonville played Buffalo? Did people watch that? Or, you know, did the NFL send big checks to the media this week? Blake Bortles can't tie his shoe. How's he going to beat Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I can't see. I can't. All they have to do, all Pittsburgh has to do is line up and stop the run. That's it.
All I got to do is score 10 points.
And then put 9 in the box.
The weather's going to flip. It's going to be cold and windy in Pittsburgh. So you got a quarterback who can't play under prime conditions. How's he going to play under those conditions? Jacksonville may score 3 points if Pittsburgh turns the ball over. If Pittsburgh, like I said earlier in the week, if Pittsburgh doesn't win this game by 30, they have no shot against New England next week.
All right. Now, we've got horse racing, too, this week, Daniel.
Yeah, we got a couple of races this weekend down at Gulfstream. Tomorrow, the 9th race is the Marshawes River. It's a Grade 3, mile on the 16th. This is for older fillies and mares. Draws 8 horses in here. 2 horses I'm looking at. My top pick is going to be way on the outside, Marquez's horse, Dream Dancing. This horse is a perfect 2-for-2 at Gulfstream Park. Last seen in the Queen Elizabeth, where this horse ran 7th at Keeneland. Prior to that, if you go down the chart, you see 2 real nice races at Gulfstream. One was the Grade 3, Here Comes the Bride. I think Dream Dancing sits back, makes a big run, and gets the job done in this one. But the horse that she's going to have to beat is the 5, Gianna's Dream. There's a bit of speed in this race, but Gianna's Dream, I think, is the speed of the speed. Tyler Gaffleone rides the 5 horse, and he's been riding lights out down there. He's the leading jockey at Gulfstream Park so far in the meet. And Gianna's Dream is going to be in front as far as she goes, as long as she goes. But I think Dream Dancing should get to her. And I think you're looking at an 8-5 exacta in the 9th tomorrow at Gulfstream. The next race on the card that we're going to talk about is the 11th. It's the Grade 2 Fort Lauderdale. This is also a mile and a 16th. This is for older horses, colts and geldings. Another field of 8 horses going this one. 2 horses I'm looking at. Once again, the speed of the speed, I think, and there's a lot of speed in this race, is the 6 horse. Not the speed of the speed, but this horse has tactical speed. Doesn't have to be on the front. So I think Saez can sit maybe 4th or 5th with this horse and make a move to catch the coming back horses. But again, a horse closing in here, and I think it's the only bona fide closer in the race, is all included. Team Colors is another horse that you might have to throw into the mix. Joel Rosario picks up the horse. Last time this horse was seen was at Churchill Downs in the River City in November. Caught a yielding track that day. Track won't be yielding tomorrow down at Gulfstream. So in the Fort Lauderdale handicap, my top pick is going to be Saez's horse for Pletcher, the 6, all included. And I'm going to use 7 Team Colors to round out my exacta, and that's the 11th race tomorrow at Gulfstream Park.
And there you have it.
There we go.
There you have it. Well, Mike, I want you to have a good weekend. I want you to watch a little NFL.
Oh, I'll watch it this weekend. I mean, I'll be at the track tomorrow, so the room I hang out in, they have football all over the place, and I guess I'll be at the track Saturday, Sunday, and they'll have that, but I was invited to a friend of mine's house to watch the Pittsburgh game with a couple of guys, so I think I'm going to take them up on that. They're all Pittsburgh fans, so they'll get a day to gloat.
All right. Hey, I'll check with you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.